hearing at least some of this.
Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our...
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure exactly how much our listeners caught of that opening nonsense.
I hope it was a lot.
It was at least 10, 15 seconds of it.
I wrote that song.
All right. Let's... first of all, welcome. This is Octavarius Podcast, episode number 41.
Holy shit.
Yeah, baby.
That was my football number in fourth grade.
Yeah.
That was your football number?
Yeah, there was a Wisconsin running back. Because my dad went to Wisconsin. His name was like Terrell Fletcher, I think.
Uh-huh.
He was there the year that Brett Moss won the Heisman Trophy, and so no one cared about him.
Well, but what did you play, Mark?
Cool. The bench.
Well, what was your position?
Jewish.
What was your position?
I never had a real one. I was kind of
Mark,
a running
started
back.
Off right away.
I think I was like a running back, and they just gave me a lineman's helmet. Like, he doesn't need to see it. He's not going to be in the game. Fourth grade, Patha.
Oh, all right. Well,
we haven't even sounded off, and he's got a sad sack story in.
No, I got my revenge. I played football again in high school.
On the bench?
Yeah. Yeah, my
Vengeance
nickname,
is yours,
my
Mark.
My nickname was the sideline superhero.
Nice.
I won the effort jersey, like, every week.
Oh, no. God.
Every week they gave out an effort jersey?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to go to a different person, but I got more effort than all of them.
Didn't you have a band called the Sideline Superheroes?
Yeah, so I got my revenge.
Well, no, the band didn't last, though. It was...
Short-lived.
Okay, before this gets any sadder, let's start on this end of the room.
Get your sad music ready for Mark's next story.
Hi, I'm LP.
It's Cloud, what's up?
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, it's Tins.
Hey, it's Lauren.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, it's Gustelvi.
Hey, it's... Wait, Scott?
Hey,
guys, I've been here the whole time. You just gave me a microphone.
Didn't even look to the right of me at all.
It's kind of insulting.
Well, I'm Mark, and I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Good to have you back, Scott.
Welcome back, Scott.
Thanks
Welcome
everybody
back,
who came to our last show.
The ISU show.
It's mm-hmm. so much fun. I wasn't there.
All of the ticket sales
everyone.
Went straight to ISU. Thank you.
Charity event.
Good
tax
charity.
The catering was delicious, and maybe there were jugglers or something.
I don't think there were jugglers.
There might be. Looks like Keith's got a job to do
Keith.
On Sunday.
Yeah,
I
that's just Keith.
I got my diploma for appraising couches.
Yeah.
You really deserve that diploma.
Oh, shit.
What?
You guys, the podcast is canceled.
Wait, why?
Listeners, don't go. Don't go. We'll
don't.
Still...
No, listeners, just leave. Start walking.
No.
Why?
Hey,
why?
No. Stay.
Listeners, we can't go on. I forgot the mailbag.
You son of a...
I got my revenge because I have it right here. Yay.
Oh, thank God.
Savior.
Mark, you are a couch superhero.
You're like my
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah.
We are the couch superheroes. You're cancelled.
Here's an effort trophy.
Okay, let me open in the mailbag.
Oh my God, those are chopsticks.
impress
me,
Mark.
Today's letter.
He's
comes
actually
from,
reading the chopsticks.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
He does it every time.
He does this every week.
Oh my God.
He's committed.
This letter comes from Nathaniel Bawthorne.
Oh, good. I get
Nathaniel
it.
Nathaniel Bawthorne.
He's from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I love the football team there. My dad likes them. Nice. You know Terrell Fletcher?
No.
He can't. It's a letter. So
Who's the letter starting?
The letter says, hey guys. I'm on the toilet right now, and it might be a while, so I thought that I would write you a letter. I feel really comfortable here in the bathroom, and I can get a lot of stuff done. It's a very private place, but it has lots of fond memories. Do you guys have bathrooms? What's up with that?
Yeah. In Madison?
So the podcast is going to be about bathrooms.
Which means the show,
the show is going to be about bathrooms.
The show has to be about bathrooms.
Which means this might be our dumbest show theme to date.
I can't wait for us to re-release all of the Brian's Inappropriate Bathroom conversations. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Those will become relevant again. Yeah. Awesome.
They're always relevant. And everybody goes to the bathroom.
You can tell that they weren't filmed in Wisconsin because the urinals don't go all the way to the floor.
What?
What?
Is that a thing?
If you go to Wisconsin, like right over state lines, boom, urinals all the way to the floor.
Is that like a state requirement?
I don't know. It just, for it's like the style there.
Everyone in Wisconsin.
I don't agree with you, but I don't
here.
Have the whereabouts to disagree.
Mark, you know a lot about bathrooms.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, what?
Enough to plan a whole show.
Hey, Mark, what's the deal with you and bathrooms?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Well, guys. When you lose as much as I do, you have to have somewhere safe to cry.
Mark takes the lead of the podcast.
Early lead.
Early lead of the podcast. Kaminsky.
He's just relishing it. You are just lapping up sadness like it's your coins in your DuckTales pool of money. You're swimming around in your sadness, laughing all the way.
Well, I only know that one because, like, Wisconsin was the only place I would go on vacations, like, commonly as a child. And my dad would, every time we crossed state lines, he would turn and be like, they got two kinds of music up here, country and western. And
then why does your dad have an accent?
He would say that in an accent.
That's from Blues Brothers.
Yeah, I know, he's not original. Actually, that's a lie. He comes up with some great puns. But then every time we'd get to a rest stop, he'd be like, see, you know we're in Wisconsin. Urinals go all the way to the floor.
Here, they pee on the floor.
I remember at a high school choir trip, we went to like Austria and Italy, and it was a really nice restaurant, but I walked in this... like in the stall or the bathroom, and there's just a hole in the ground.
What?
Yeah, like
you mean it was
that's
just a hole.
All. There was no toilet bowl. There's just a
like a squat hole.
Like yeah. you just poop into a pit.
I gotta go to the squatting hole.
No, like I think I took a picture of it because I was really like confused, and I was like, what? And also, like,
so who'd you tag in it on Facebook?
This was before Facebook tags.
Oh, okay,
Before Facebook.
But I had to. I know the choice.
And then you walk out, and the owner comes running up. Wait, it's out of order!
Don't flush!
We were supposed to put a roll of toilet paper next to the hole.
Another, like, lame thing, some other places in Europe, like, you have to pay to go to the bathroom. Like, there'll be, like, a little lady singing chair, be like, €2. You're like, really? Like,
€2?
I've been to a place, and when I was in Europe, I did see that. I was like, what? No, I'm not going to pay to go to the fuck. I'll piss on the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this why all the walls in Europe are covered in urine and feces?
In most places in Europe.
I had my
manager at Pizza Capri that I used to work for, he had this idea of taking that old arcade on Belmont. Remember the arcade that ended up closing? Yeah. And he wanted to turn it into a public restroom, like a pay toilet.
What?
And you would pay to get in there, and I said, you know, what would stop the hookers from fucking people in there and stuff like that? And he was like, well, we'd have an attendant or anything. So with the ones in Europe, how do they stop that?
I don't know. I didn't go in because I was like, fuck this.
So you just, you actually did piss and shit on the walls?
No.
Oh, okay.
I found a different one. I held it until I found a proper, you know, civilized bathroom. But I did see this when I went to Amsterdam. Uh-huh. In Amsterdam, they just have on the street corner of the red light, like before you get into the red light district.
Yeah, little pig toilets.
No, but not just like a porta potty, not with like a closed, like you go in and you close the door. It was just like a wall. It was just like a half of a goddamn porta potty. So you would just, it was for men only because it was like a urinal. So you just go up to it and just start peeing.
Yeah.
In public. Everyone could see you.
What?
And you're just pissing. And so you just, and I had to go.
You,
and I'm
did
like,
you care?
I didn't care. I was so drunk.
What would girls do?
They obviously couldn't use it. So that's why I was very confused at why it was alienating a whole section of the population.
I guess that's weird. The motto of Europe, ladies second.
I saw on the internet today a picture of a public bathroom on like on a street corner in I don't remember the country, but from the outside it's just a square box that has mirrors on it, and then the inside is a four-wall two-way mirror. So you can sit and go to the bathroom in the middle of a busy downtown city street.
What?
No one can see you. They just see the mirrors, but you can see everybody as you're going to the bathroom.
That's kind of creepy.
Wow.
That would make me uncomfortable being able to see everybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody.
I'd be freaked out
by that, too.
But I guess you would have to see people, because what if there was someone waiting to stab you outside or something?
How often does that happen to you?
Is security
out of that bathroom go, stab them!
I've never been to Bronxland. I don't know what else.
I always have a reoccurring dream.
Oh, boy. That,
here we go.
Where's Edward?
that I have to go to the bathroom, probably because, like, in real life, I have to go to the bathroom or whatever. And it's always, like, a public really public bathroom. And I never want to go. And then I wake up and I'm like, okay, and I actually go to the bathroom. But it's, like, a fear, I guess, of mine. I'm gonna have to pee in the public.
Lauren's been looking at Cloud this whole time for some sort of validation.
that's a running theme in these.
The ladies room.
Of course.
As the two girls, they have to come on, help me.
I feel like half the time Lauren's tagline is just "Am I right, ladies?"
and most of the ladies say, "Kind of."
So what's the deal with women going to the bathroom together all the time?
It's like a gossip thing. Yeah. It's like, oh my god, you like this boy? You should totally go for it.
Are you in the same stall?
Can I buy your lipstick?
No, they're not.
It looks great. Yeah.
They're not in the same stall.
Are you even going to the bathroom in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't care?
My question is, what about you guys, as you're pissing, you guys, like, talking in the stalls
and
shit?
Yes, of course.
I don't like that either.
Oh, you don't like that?
Well, I was, like, minor scarred from that, because, like, in high school, there was, like, this teacher who came in the bathroom, like, the same time as a couple of my friends and I, and she was talking to us while peeing, and we were like, what just happened? And I freaked out, so, like, since that happened in high school, like, it freaks me out. Like, I'll stop when that happens.
Well, it's the same thing with guy. Well, there's a guy code. You don't talk. Yeah. Well, sometimes I usually talk to Tim's when you're at the urinal.
But that's because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's only
like, nice dick, dude. And then just go to the bathroom. Yeah. That's a running theme.
I feel like it's okay to break the guy code whenever it's funny. Yeah. If it's not funny, then you can't.
But you realize that real quick, like, if someone walks in, it's like, oh, are we talking? No, we're not talking. Just going to the bathroom. Yeah. Or it's like, yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm just pissing. It's dick, yeah. so you find out in a very short time.
When I was a kid, I had a friend who would do the same thing that girls do. He'd be like, come to the bathroom with me. It was really weird.
Was he gay?
No.
Is that a gay thing?
No. I mean, we were, like, really young.
Guys don't
so
do
I'm
that.
I don't know.
No, but he would always do it. He never do it when he was peeing. I think he just didn't like being lonely. Aww. So, like, if he... But he would only bring
Were
me in
Were you
there.
This kid, Mark?
I was the kid who wanted to go in his basement and play with the fucking sweet Ninja Turtles, like, house that he had.
Nice. I wish Keith was here so I could ask him what Southern etiquette is for...
Imagine it's the same. I mean, we're all
I would hope so. No, everybody... Our producer, Robert, is shaking his head. No, Southerners... Piss together and hold hands, or what?
They don't piss together and hold hands. It's just
very casual.
It just depends on where you're at. If you like, say if you're in Nashville. And
I hope we're all getting.
I didn't want this to be a long story. No, this is a yes or no.
It depends on where you're at. If you're at a concert, or whatever, then it's okay. You know, people being there talking and yelling and everything.
So it's just drunk. If you're drunk in. It's okay to talk.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're at Wrigley with the troughs.
Yeah. You have to at Wrigley.
You have to.
It's awkward if you're quiet.
It's very awkward if you're quiet at the troughs.
At Wrigley Field, there's just like these long troughs.
They're like stainless steel troughs that are about 20 feet long.
And there's guys pissing in the sinks.
Yeah. Man, I'm
are there ice in the troughs?
No.
I have, but is there a benefit? Because I've been to places where they put
the
ice.
The benefit to having ice in the trough or in the urinal is you get to play the fun game of how much ice can I melt in
That's
one pee.
That's
that
favorite, which
is
an awesome game to play.
Is that the only reason that it's there? Or is there like a sanitary reason?
I can't see any reason why it would be beneficial Like, I mean,
would cooling the urine take down the smell?
I'm trying
maybe,
to...
Maybe, I don't know.
Or they're just disposing of the ice.
Yeah.
Possibly. No.
Could just be. I don't know. Where
just
else
keep
you got?
The ice in the ice bin.
What if you got too much ice, dude?
Then put it in the other ice bin.
What if you got too many frozen pizzas
it's
in that
ice
bin?
Just get rid of it.
Where is this place?
You know, I do. Do you guys prefer when there's like a target in the
what?
Toilet
absolutely.
Or something,
absolutely.
So you can aim?
You know
I feel like that's I feel like that's a fun thing.
Okay, this
they
is,
get a
this,
study
is,
about
this
that.
Is gonna sound gross, but this is really fun. You should
talk
try
about
it.
The bathroom. Whatever.
If you happen to go to the bathroom and like I'm talking about a toilet, usually at a public restroom you'll find this situation where you go to pee in the toilet and there's like folded up toilet paper in there. What I try to do
what?
Is destroy it.
Is slice it directly in half.
I've done the exact same thing.
Goodness.
It's challenging.
Yeah,
and it's fun.
I don't understand how boys can just pee in front of each other. I
yeah,
just
don't, I
don't
get
it.
Either.
Well, it's not like we're looking at
do
everybody
you guys,
around.
Do,
we're not
do
like trying.
Look or no?
We're trying, no, you got
no.
You look
no.
Straight ahead.
And
is that
straight
what
ahead.
Like the dad?
One thing I love now is I have a.
It's a gay thing.
I have a smartphone, so I can.
Afraid of being gay.
I have a smartphone, so I can check my emails and texts while I'm peeing.
I don't
one
like
hand
to do
on
that.
My dick, one hand on my...
I don't like
my...
to do that because I have a terrible fear that I'm going to do that and just drop it in the toilet.
I have an iron
yeah. Oh,
I have
God.
An iron grip. I have a grip like a baby.
I've had one, yeah, I've had one or two instances where it slipped out of my hand and I have to be like, fuck, okay, got it. So
well,
now,
you dick.
I still do it all the time, but now the grip is solid.
I have a grip like a baby.
Biwo made, as he says this, he makes a motion. It was way lower to your dick than that, Biwo.
I grip my my phone and my dick like a baby.
I just don't get why they can't. If they can make stalls for women, why can't they make stalls for men?
Well, they do.
They do.
But
the thing is, you can fit like 30 people on one of those troughs, and you'd only get like 6 urinals in.
That's
and,
why all the women's rooms are like there's a line. There's never a room for guys
because there's
that's
so much
why.
More space.
It's more efficient.
We figured
yeah.
it out. Guys.
Haven't you been to men's rooms? How many men's rooms?
I mean,
how many men's rooms have you been?
Not
on?
Like. 80,
on,
maybe a few.
Yeah.
I used to date
you ever
a guy.
The more space in there? Or?
I used to date a guy who could only go in like the bathroom in a stall.
Shy bladder syndrome.
Really?
I was just about to say shy.
I got a little bit of that. I'm a little like if I'm uncomfortable around somebody and they're staring at me or I feel like they're staring at me.
Like
I'm uncomfortable.
I don't prefer to be stared at when I pee, but I don't think it doesn't bother me all that much.
I have to have a couple of drinks in me before I can actually be comfortable knowing that there's some weirdo staring at me.
It's
while
about
I'm
to get real
pee.
Dirty, but
go ahead.
I'm gonna talk about shit for a while.
Yeah,
so
we can. Talk
I don't
about
like
shit.
To do like I don't like to take like a. I know I have to take like a horrible shit. If there's anyone else in the room, I don't like to do it because that's like I know to myself it's like this is gonna be horrible. This is pure evil leaving my body, and I don't want anyone else to be subjected to the pair. Because if I'm shitting like I have a comfortable shit, and the guy next to me is having like a
oh.
Fucking like,
okay.
Bulls and demons coming out of his ass.
God.
I wasn't going to be the first to go down this path.
I was.
But as long
yeah,
as long as he already got this out
there. I don't want to stay too long.
So Tins has got a good one.
I had one not too long ago, past 2 weeks or so, I'd say.
Yeah.
I knew it was building up, and I knew it was going to be bad. So I hit the stall. This was at work, by the way.
Did you bring a book on tape?
No, because I have Angry Birds.
Which is perfect on the toilet, by the way.
Yes. Me and Keith have discussed this many a time.
Oh, jeez.
But
wait, what is Angry Birds?
Oh, Angry Birds is the popular iPhone game.
Which
that,
I finally three-starred every level on. The first
wow.
one. I haven't done it on the Halloween version.
It's insane, because that game gets
Mark,
real
Angry
tough.
Birds is so popular that there have been articles in major newspapers about it.
I think they're making a movie
Steve
about
Dahl,
it.
They are.
Steve Dahl wrote an article in the Tribune about it.
They're making
a whole editorial piece on
they're,
it.
They're making plush Angry Birds.
Oh,
so
God.
You can
what?
Whip them at shit.
So anyway, let's talk about shit.
So the shit.
Thank you.
So it was gonna be a bad one, admittedly. And as I'm preparing
so
to as I'm preparing to empty.
Why is it called that?
To release the payload.
Somebody walks in the bathroom at work and starts a telephone conversation.
Oh no!
And so he's on his cell phone. And first of all, this guy has to pee, so he's on his cell phone with somebody else, with his dick in his other hand, peeing. And surely, like, there are flushing noises going on. So, like, the guy on the other line probably has an idea of what's happening.
Or girl.
But, like,
maybe they have a good relationship like that.
The thing is, though, I was struck with some moral weirdness. Because, like, on one hand, the guy shouldn't be talking to somebody else in the bathroom and not expect to be interrupted.
Yeah, that's on him.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, I don't want to be the guy to interrupt him.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, too.
So I just didn't know where to go with that one, you know?
Wow, so did you hold it until he left?
I was a gentleman, and I held it all in.
Oh, my God.
By the way, on the subject of phone calls while you're in the bathroom, mm-hmm. I'm not offended. If you can call me if you guys are in the bathroom. I might question you. I might be like, are you in the bathroom, Scott?
Probably.
Scott likes to do it. Right?
But if you say yes, I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah,
I really don't care that much.
It's only weird when that you like find out because you hear a flush or peeing noises.
But to be honest, I consider bathroom time a natural thing. I don't find it offensive.
Would you talk to your parents on the toilet?
Would I?
Yeah.
Many times. Really? I have.
My mom called me. I was going to the bathroom. I was like, I don't want to do that to my mom.
What am I
going to
do? Well, it's either this. I'm a busy person. It's either I take the call and talk. I either take the call and talk to my mother for 10 minutes. And I have the courtesy not to flush or do anything. I just wait and hang so that she doesn't have to know that I'm doing it, because I don't know if she's as comfortable as I am with it. But I will take the call. Because what if, I leave and I'm not able to talk to her? Then she goes a whole nother day not talking to her son. I'll talk to her.
I'm personally one thing at a time.
Loud! Got it.
Me personally,
oh God, I gotta call you while I'm on the toilet on purpose now. Hey Lisa, it's Brian.
Well, I'm
pooping.
One thing.
I'm pooping. Bye. Pooping, Klaus.
Oh Lord.
Back in the day, I had a friend I would talk to for like hours at a time. So like inevitably you have to go to the bathroom. So I'll do this thing where like, okay, I'm gonna put you in the drawer. Just hang tight for like a minute.
Why in the drawer? Like it's a gun.
No, like I'd be on the phone with them, and no, they wouldn't be there with me. And it's me talking on the phone, and like the phone would be on. I'd just like put it in the drawer, and then do my thing, and then be like, okay, I'm okay.
Why don't you just call him back?
No.
Why'd you have to stuff him in a drawer and hang on?
Funny.
They could have gone and done something else. Maybe they had to pee.
30 seconds.
That is good time.
Now,
but you all are okay with this, or you're not okay?
I don't like to. No.
If I'm in a private bathroom, I'll do it. No questions asked.
Oh yeah, it's a private bathroom.
But like a public bathroom, I try not.
I wouldn't really do it.
Have you guys ever been in a public bathroom where someone else is having a conversation and you respond to them because you don't know they're on the phone?
Oh no!
I mean, I've had people start conversations while we're like both stalling it.
Yeah.
And those
random people you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I work downtown in Chicago in like this huge office, so we shared. There was like two bathrooms you can go to. There's one on the east end, and there was the other one on the west end, and they were just huge. So there would be stalls upon stalls, and every once in a while, I would get people who I've like. Maybe have corresponded with through email or something, like something where they would kind of recognize me going into a stall, be like, oh, I think that's that kid. And then they'd sit next to me and they'd be like, hey, so I want to talk to you about that email I sent the other day, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I think we need to get this done. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, how about we just send an email after this?
Wow.
I don't want to talk business.
Wow. Yeah. Like the people that talk to me when we're in the bathroom are generally just drunk folks. Like,
yeah, that's happened too.
Like
the office ones are just weird.
I've never had an office situation like that. That's I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
Have you guys ever messed with your friends while they're going to the bathroom?
Oh, all the time.
Like Karate Kid style?
Right.
I remember I went
exactly like Karate Kid
style. What happens in that film?
Or they dump water on where they put a hose in one of the stalls to get the bad guy.
No, I never did anything like that. I'll like say something funny to him. Like I remember I was at a bar once with our old buddy Steve Coulter, who's in L.A. now, and we were at this bar, and I know he was uncomfortable with some of the folk in the bar, and then he went to the bathroom, and I went to the bathroom, you know, separately. And then I noticed he was there, and I totally knew it was him. So I went over to him while he was in the stall, and I just started, you know, standing next to the stall. So I said, so I go, hey, brown shoes.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey, brown shoes. And he was like, what? Yeah? I go, you got a long wiener? He got so confused. It was like, what? What? God damn it, Brian! Watcha! And it freaked him. It got him so. I like really rattled him. And it was really one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. It was so funny. It was so funny to me. And I feel like that's. Yeah, man. Isn't that like part of the fun of being a guy is ripping on someone in a vulnerable moment?
Harassing them when they're trying to poop.
Like, it's funny.
The thing in my high school was pushing someone at the urinal.
You push people? Yeah. Oh, I would never do that.
I would never do that if they had a smartphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
I didn't do it, but I've been pushed, and I'm like, dude, seriously?
I think I would never do that.
I've done that
to
our good friend Mario Speedway.
I know. You were a terrible person.
I was such a bad person.
You pushed Mario into the toilet?
Not into the urinal. You push them and then there's splash back and
that's terrible.
It's a dick thing. Yeah,
I would be upset.
He still loves me, so whatever.
Scott, what did you brought this up? Like, has this happened to you a lot? What do you do?
No, in high school, I can remember having it done to me and doing it to other people. But like what you were just saying, we'd just sneak up behind a guy while he was at the urinal and just grab his shoulders and just shake him left and right as hard as you could, and then push him and run away. And there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You just have to accept it.
That's horrible.
It is.
Oh, that's horrible.
You're 13, you know, stupid.
Yeah, you do things.
Have you guys ever done anything inappropriate in the bathroom?
Clown, you minx.
No, like, I just remember in high school and stuff, you'd be like, if you go to a party, it's like, let's go make out in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you come out and you're like, nothing happened.
Well, that's a big popular thing that this is make out. I know I've made out in the bathroom a lot of times.
I know, Castelvi, because I yelled at you one time when you made out with my friend.
All right, that could be any number of times. I don't know. So you got to be a lot more specific. But the problem therein doing that is people need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
For, you know, its purpose. So you'll always be interrupted. That's why I hated it. Not hated it, but didn't stop doing it. It's going, because there'll be always someone pounding right when I'm fucking making out with some chick. Mm-hmm. Some dude slut, or whatever.
I have an important question.
Okay.
What do you guys feel about bathroom attendants?
Oh my god, I hate them. I hate them so much.
I love them.
I never really
love bathroom attendants. I always try to have one at my birthday.
What?
Whenever I have a birthday party.
You try and request the same one, in fact, don't you?
Yeah, because he's so fucking ridiculous.
Is that the guy that tried to sell me like $40 Jamaican shampoo or some shit?
No, it was tanning lotion.
Oh, it was tanning lotion.
Oh, more useless.
And it was a $50 bottle of tanning lotion.
The dude's
black, and his line is, he goes, hey, dude, this tanning lotion worked. Look, I use it.
I used to be white.
Or I used to be white, as he said. Yeah, he loves doing that joke. And he does it every fucking time. And I think that's funny.
Can you say where he works?
I think he works at multiple places, but this is at the Waterhouse.
At
the Waterhouse, he does this. And he'll do free Mohawks
for people. And
oh, that's right. He offered me a haircut, too. Yeah.
he'll give you...
In the bathroom?
Yes.
This guy's a fucking creep, people. Yeah.
No. He's a great bathroom attendant.
I guess.
If you need your neck cleaned up, like if you are like, oh, shit, I'm looking shaggy. Dude, give him like $5, he'll clean up your neck. He does a real good job.
I guess. I guess I've just never been in a situation where, like, I've noticed, like, my hair is a little too long, and I've been like, this can't wait.
Well, that part of his service, not for you. He's got so many other things he does. He's got mints. He's got toothbrushes.
Bathroom attendants would have eyebrow waxing in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet.
Touch up the eyebrows and then go
back out. But then your friends and other people would see
you. Well,
you
look all red and like...
That'd be weird.
If you do it right, you don't look red.
You didn't have waxed eyebrows when you went into that bathroom. What's up with that?
It'd just be like a touch-up. You know?
I love bathroom attendants, mainly because not only can they do all the things that Brian said, but you can also pay them to guard the door, so no one.
Are you gonna tell this story?
Yeah, that's totally
in honor of the bathroom story. I'm gonna use the bathroom.
I was at Evil Olive.
Since I've heard this.
And I gave the guy $100. I meant to give him $50. But I pulled out a $100 bill and I just gave it to
Big
him.
Big time LP, man.
And what I realized afterwards when I went to the bar, I'm like, oh shit, I get that guy way too much money. He wouldn't have done it for $50. There's no way he wouldn't have turned it down. But yeah, he guarded the door while I had fun in the bathroom with a woman.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Yeah. You guys never did that.
See, I don't like
no
bathroom attendants for the. There's like a variety of services in this world that it really bugs me because they require you to tip them, but you don't need them.
You know what? Yeah. Here's the thing with me. I don't mind if they're there. You know what? I guess I don't mind if a bathroom attendant's going to ask if I need my hair cut or if I want to buy a bottle of black shampoo. black tanning lotion or whatever.
Yes, black tanning lotion. There's nothing to do with shampoo.
Is that like more of a dude thing? Attendants?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Ladies don't have bathroom attendants.
The thing is, though, I don't like the idea of a bathroom attendant that, like, I can't leave the bathroom without him handing me a towel.
Yeah.
Because if he hands me a towel,
I can get a towel.
I feel obligated to go to the bathroom.
Yes. I'm like, I'm going to be out a dollar now because this guy wants me to give me
it's
a towel.
A dollar's nothing, but 3-4 times a night, you're like, this is getting ridiculous. If it's a nice place, I'm about it, you know, if it's a nicer, classier place, but like...
Well, if it's a good bathroom attendant, he turns on the water while you're going so it's nice and warm. He has soap
but
ready
like,
for you.
I can handle that. I can hit the faucet and turn it to red H and wait 3 seconds.
Dude,
are we talking about against bathroom attendants yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, man. I love bathroom attendants.
What do you have?
They make me feel
okay,
special.
Okay, well, I always feel... Like, I assume you guys are just talking about...
He just missed, like, the last 3 minutes.
I already got it. Don't worry. So I assume it's about how you can do all this stuff yourself. So we've already touched on that.
Yeah.
What I don't like, it's like, and going off of that, it's like having a homeless person in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just another thing in the world where I have to tip somebody to doing a job that I can do. I don't need to, like, those homeless people who, like, just do your windows for you. I got your window. I can do it. I don't need you to do it. Now I have to give you money? I don't need to give, I just need to go to the bathroom. I'm an adult.
Well, I'm glad LP likes bathroom attendants, because I do too.
The Improv Everywhere dude was a bathroom attendant at the McDonald's in Times Square, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just creeped people out. And they walked into the McDonald's bathroom. He's
That's
like wearing
funny.
A tuxedo or something.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, man. Did I cover this on a podcast already? The greatest bathroom I've ever been in?
Yes.
Maybe.
The Times Square
bathroom? Yeah, the Times Square one. Yeah, you have talked about it.
All right.
Wow.
Go listen to that other podcast. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And it's all bathroom. Free.
It's a two-story bathroom, and you have to take an escalator up to it, and you get to take a toilet paper survey while you pee or poop.
Wow.
It's great. You get to take a nationwide...
You get to or have to?
Well, you get... I mean... Dude, you're using their Times Square bathroom for free.
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah.
As soon
bathroom.
As soon as you exit
this
the bathroom...
This is America.
They after you leave the bathroom, which by the way, they spray for you before you go in, so it smells nice, and they clean up to make sure there is no piss or shit in the bathroom.
I hope it's not too harsh.
No,
it's... I want to have my bathroom.
It's light and it's fragrant and it's nice.
I'll have to use four different types of toilet paper before I leave.
No, you only have to use. You have to use two.
Have a cellist.
What?
Does each stall have a cellist?
In the stall with
no.
you.
No, but they always have. They always have two
to request tips.
Yes, of course they would.
All those bathrooms. Each one of them has two rolls of toilet paper. One is like. Extra soft, and the other is extra texture or something.
Extra
I don't know.
Sand. Extra feel.
And upon leaving the bathroom, you kind of have to. Some guy asks you which you thought was better, and you mark a checkbox.
Wow. I wonder what that job is like for the guy to talk to people right after they leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine the type of humanity you see?
Yeah, and
like
it,
the people that just
and it,
the
and it's weird that like somebody has to go up to them and say that to like it's take this awesome. Toilet paper survey now that you're done what? Using our toilet paper, but it's so enticing because they have a giant USA map on the Charmin wall, so you can
Charmin.
You can see what everybody else has voted for, and you want to. It's like an election. You want to make your voice heard.
Okay.
I wonder if their electoral votes are like equal to the real ones.
Oh, are we talking about when we vote in a toilet paper president? Which is a great shitty improv team name. We are toilet paper presidents.
More shit.
But like I wonder, would California have more of a sway than, say, South Dakota? Besides sheer population.
They have bigger asses, yeah.
Boom.
Sorry, listeners in California, I think you look great.
Yeah.
Your asses are perfectly
I meant more
shaped.
Voluptuous.
Sorry. There you go.
I really like...
What's wrong with a big booty?
A greater badonka dog.
I'm so sad that Joey's Brick House died. Because,
Joey's Brick House?
Uh-huh, it was one of my favorite restaurants because of the sole fact, not because of the food, not because of the drinks, not because of the atmosphere, because of the bathroom, and then every time you went into the bathroom, there would be cool toys in there.
Oh, that's probably why they closed. The best part about the place was the bathroom, and it had toys.
By the way, Lauren, it's called, when a place shuts down like that, it's called closing, not dying, which is
It was like it died. We had a soul to me.
I've been there once, and it was the first time I ever saw someone so drunk they were drooling.
Wow. Like
it was my roommate at the time. But I don't know if I've talked about Steven. Yes, okay. I don't know if I've talked to him about him on the podcast. I didn't eat there. I was just went there to pick him up. Well, I went to go have a drink with him, and then I realized how drunk he was because drool was touching the bar and still attached to his lip. And they were like, yeah, can you get him out of here? I'm like, yeah, whatever. The bar sucks anyway.
One of my favorite memories in Chicago was when Brian and Mark and Josh and Nick took me out for my birthday there.
Yeah, it was great. They had a $15 all-you-can-eat and drink pizza, salad, and beer.
Nice.
I'm high-fiving Mark all day.
The food was okay.
The band was spectacular.
But I love any buffet, so
you would.
I was down God damn that. Jew. All the bang for my buck.
I feel like there's more technology in bathrooms now. Like now that thing where you can stick your hands in.
Yeah.
Like the air blade.
In the toilet?
Or those. Have you guys ever seen like a rain shower? There's like showers where like. What? There's like a 3-foot square that just drips water like it's raining.
I don't think I've ever seen one. They're in like classy catalogs.
Dude,
and shit
you can
all the
go
time.
To Merchandise Mart. There's like a Kohler store.
Yeah, you're right. It's like just a bathroom
it's
store.
It's fucking
basically crazy.
I loved looking in the bathroom store.
Or like 8-headed showers. Or
I gotta
whatever.
Tell you, like, I'm probably like if I get wealthy enough. To like have a customized kick-ass bathroom, I'm gonna have one.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna have a shower that washes me on all ends. I'm gonna buy Jetson's bathroom as soon as it's available.
Would you buy the three shells?
Would I buy the two seashells? If anyone would ever tell me how to fucking use the seashells.
Demolition Man reference.
What's that from again? What's that from?
Demolition Man.
Yeah. That's our obligatory Demolition Man reference.
Go to.
Wait for podcast 82, because then you'll get the other one.
Only every 41 weeks, dude, are we contractually obligated to
it's
reference
like the,
Demolition
like
Man.
The Brigadoon of references.
This Demolition Man reference was brought to you by Charmin. Touch your ass with it.
Oh, my God.
Charmin.
Mark, did you actually reference Brigadoon in context?
Yeah. You know, because that reference disappears. It only reappears once every 41 podcasts.
Oh,
and then they
boy.
Sing about it.
Oh, boy.
Has anyone ever had, like, a really funny or, like, really memorable...
bathroom experience?
I got locked
not
in
one.
Wait, what, Cloud? You got locked in one?
It was my birthday. I got locked in a bathroom.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. This sounds like an episode of Full House.
It sounds like an episode of Mark Sasek.
No, it's horror. It's Cloud, so it's going to be a tale of horror.
Yeah.
How did you get locked in? It, don't bathrooms normally lock from the inside to the outside?
Drunk.
Yeah, I
drunk.
Don't know what happened. No, I was like 13 or something. Yeah, so I
that's
was
underage.
Drunk. No, it was at in my household in Palatine, but wow. For, like something was up with the doorknob, so I was there for like a couple hours, and I just remember like it was the second level, and so the way I would like entertainment.
Did anyone know that you were trapped in it?
Yeah, like
they just couldn't get you out.
Yeah, they're like, you should try and jump up onto the deck, like because we had a deck on the second level, but I don't know, nothing's working. I just remember like there's a dog toy that I was like throwing, playing catch with my brother. He was like down on the first level in the yard. Now it's up high. I'm like, I just want to get
wait,
out.
Wait, so you were so you're playing
window.
Catch with your brother. Why wasn't he helping you get out of the bathroom?
There's like no way, really.
Besides, he could probably unscrew the hinge, or unscrew
the
door.
The door was like messed up.
It was a badass door, man.
What kind of door is this?
You don't know.
Is this one of those Star Wars doors, or like?
I don't know. It's a
it had a demon head and it told riddles. You don't know, man.
How did you get out?
I believe I ended up, like, leaping out onto the deck.
Two stories?
There's no way that could have been necessary.
Either,
because where were your parents?
It was during the day. They, like, weren't home yet or something.
It's,
wow.
This sounds incredibly
unnecessary. I got locked in a bathroom, too, Lisa, so I feel you.
I got pretend locked in a bathroom when I was
pretend
a kid. This is an embarrassing story.
Awesome.
I don't know, I think I was, like five or something, and I was with my grandmother in a department store, and I went to the bathroom, and my grandma was like, you want me to go with you? I'm like, five, I can go on my own, I know how to use the bathroom.
Oh, get off of me.
So I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, well, all done, and I go to get out of the bathroom, and the door is locked, and I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. I'm like, so I'm banging on it, and no one's coming. It's like minutes I'm in here, and I just start screaming. I'm screaming now. I'm like,
oh God!
And
sucks.
And then a door opens that's been like right next to me the entire time. My grandma's like, "Are you okay in there? What's going on?" So I was just going through the wrong door the entire time.
Oh,
you idiot!
I got locked in the bathroom when I was really little.
What is happening,
like
you
five.
People? What?
It's like a thing that
how
happens.
Many people get
but,
locked?
Where are
your parents?
Well, in
it
my case,
like
I was just an idiot
life.
Who didn't see the right door.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I thought that story was going to go. Your grandma was just holding the door. Fuck this bitch!
No, mine wasn't like locked too. It was similar, except I went to the health club with my dad, and he let me go into the women's like locker room to go to the bathroom. And I, of course, like ran amok in there and whatever. And then when I finally wanted to come out, it was one of the pull doors. And I was little, and I didn't have enough strength to pull the door. So I was locked in there until finally, like, someone came in. But, like, I was trying so hard, and I couldn't get out.
That's like when I got locked in a telephone booth.
God damn it, Mark! What in the fuck is this?
when I was a kid. I can't
believe you're going to tell this fucking story.
This is another one of my tears.
No, I can't believe this. This is such a...
This is one of my favorite moments in my life, if I wasn't...
You would love that this story is so sad.
Oh, God. This is one of the saddest fucking stories.
You know this
story? I know this story by heart. I could tell this story. No, I promise you, it's horrible. Oh, God.
I was on vacation in Wisconsin.
And there were bees.
Previously.
Yeah, right?
The only
swarms
place...
of bees, all right?
Well, and so we were at a rest stop where the urinals go all the way to the floor, which was great for me as like a five-year-old because I could pee in them without trouble. And then we came upon a telephone booth back when those still existed. And my dad was like videotaping some of the thing, and he was like, you should go in the telephone booth like Superman. So like I'm like, yeah, no. Like go in the telephone booth, and I can't like. So he like helps me close the telephone booth, and he's filming this. Trap so like you. Then all of a sudden I just like take my shirt off, like I'm gonna change into Superman, and it just ends like I'm in my underwear. I'm like, I don't have a Superman costume.
This so, wait, Mike, just this is all on tape.
Yeah, somewhere. Yes. I don't know if we still have it.
I know your dad. I'm very sure you have
it. It's got to be somewhere. I hope it's somewhere. And then, so I'm just in my underwear, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not Superman. And then I get really sad, so I go to leave the telephone.
Sad story. He got sad. Oh, my God. This is like Inception.
And I told you this is horrible.
I can't open the telephone booth.
In his underwear. In his underwear.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
And so I'm, like, just banging on the telephone booth door, sobbing in my underwear.
Wait. So do you explain to your father that... the reason I'm sad is because I'm not Superman.
And, no, he can't hear me because he's outside
so
the phone.
So all he sees is like, yay! Your underwear banging.
But he couldn't open the
telephone
booth.
Can you imagine being a passerby on the street and you see this father
taping it? What? It's so confusing.
And he couldn't open it.
He's laughing.
He's too busy laughing to open the door. And he's yelling, he's like, it's a bird. It's a plane.
Dad, I'm stuck. I'm not Superman.
And he can't get out of the bathroom or the telephone booth. And my mom, like, at the end of the video is just my mom getting out of the rest stop, seeing what was happening, and being furious. Oh.
Like, Jack, what are you doing?
And then we filled out. I assume I got out okay.
Oh my god.
We'll never know if you
did. The humiliation of being in a phone booth, which is all windows around, so everyone can see through.
So that way you can see the person who might stab you.
Mark did this to himself.
I thought
you did
Superman.
It.
He was five.
Well, you're an idiot, sir. You thought you were Superman, and then were sad because you weren't Superman?
I was sad mostly because I was locked in a telephone.
But then you were locked in there. Oh my god, you poor bastard.
I remember,
that was one Mark Taylor.
It was so
but then I got my revenge, because telephone booths are barely around anymore.
Man, you win, dude.
You,
you got it.
Except there's one by Roscoe.
Except there's one by Roscoe.
I will be right back.
Bye, Mark.
There he goes. I just remember now something, from also same high school choir trip called Bathroom Parties. This guy on our tour bus, whatever, named Tom, proclaimed that anytime someone had to go to the bathroom on the bus, everyone had to, like, get up and dance until they were done going to the bathroom.
That's so unsafe. Yeah. It's a moving vehicle.
Well, I don't think everyone, like, stood up, but, like, everyone was definitely dancing, and we had, like, a bathroom party song. And,
the fuck is going on? What?
Yeah, it was just like...
That would be terrible if someone had to take a long shit.
Yeah,
because then you would have
parties.
To sing
and everyone
that.
Would know while he was taking
well,
a shit
yeah.
was still dancing.
It would just be like, bathroom party time, bathroom, and like, sing the song, and like, be
bathroom
dancing,
party,
and there'd be a whole bus party
two.
Until they got out of the bathroom, and then right when you got out of the bathroom, everyone cheered. And this would happen, like, the entire trip. Which
so how
like,
long would you be holding your poop tins if you were sitting in the bathroom on that bus?
I would not.
While people are singing if you had to hold during the cell phone guy?
I don't know.
Would you even go anymore? Would you just give up?
I don't know. God.
Do you guys ever use a bidet?
Oh, where wait, where what? Are we going to use a bidet?
I'm just like a fancy hotel. Or
my grandparents had a bidet in their house.
Really?
In
their
fancy house? Hotels,
yes, my grandparents, my grandparents in their old house had a bidet because my grandmother was like, "Yeah, man, I got money. I'm gonna buy a bidet."
in like most other countries, they all use bidets.
Yeah, I mean they're European anyway, but yeah, I mean they totally had a bidet. It ruled. It was very confusing at first.
Splashes up in your asshole. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of using toilet paper, bidet. Done.
Then your asshole wet?
Does that,
yeah, doesn't it get wet? That's what
does
I
that do
not if you about, use it right?
Is it like
does
an
that
ass
do
towel
the,
you have
yeah.
to use
yeah, what about, where's the ass towel?
Where's, first of all, where's the ass towel? Does it, like, does it do a thorough job, though? Like, it works fine? I mean, aside from the fact that you need an ass towel?
Yeah, ass towel aside, it works well.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
My, in Florida,
when I first saw the bidet, I thought it was a urinal though, and I did pee in it.
For like is that first. Now is that going to ruin the whole bidet experience?
Not really.
Like, is that I don't understand how it works. Because
you don't
like
put your ass.
It's like a toilet that shoots up.
There is.
Does it
there,
funnel into anything?
There is the style that shoots up, and then there is just like a sink type style.
Wait,
but what's the sink style? You just
wait,
put your ass
yeah,
in the sink?
You just dip your asshole into the
dip
water.
Your whole asshole?
No, it'll spray. It'll spray out, you know, kind of in a fountain
into
down
your ass.
Because what I remember is that...
Because
the
there's the bidet that goes up, and then
yeah,
there's the fountain down.
The
your
up one scared me because I was worried it was going to, like, splash all over my pants or something.
It
be, like,
took off all
myself.
My clothes and I wasn't Superman.
I was surprised, too.
That must have been crazy when your dad's filming you using your bidet for the first time.
Mark's first bidet.
Mark's first.
So you use a bidet. How was that for you?
Happy birth bidet.
It's fine. I mean, just water shot in my asshole. That was about it.
Did you, how
was it? Nothing really more.
Did you use an ass towel?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just came from swimming, and then I took shit, and then I did that, and I was like, well, you know, I'm clean now. Might as well just use my swim towel
and
then wash it.
Ass towel. Ass towel.
Yeah,
sure.
So do they have?
We should have an
Octavarius
ass towel that we license.
So yeah, fucking maybe. Bad
for people with bidets.
That's not gonna sell.
Well, they're
it's our target market.
People with the bidet owning.
I wonder what's more environmentally. I wonder what's more environmentally friendly: having a bidet instead of toilet paper, or having toilet paper. Because toilet paper, you're killing trees. But bidet, you're using water.
Depends on
water.
On how many gallons per per bidet there
is.
Well,
ass.
You want to have a decent water pressure. You don't want to just wet your shit.
Sure,
in your ass.
But like you know, a toilet.
What the fuck is happening? What has this become?
I'm sorry, it's the bathroom podcast. Yeah. It's the bathroom podcast. We're going to talk about poo. We're going to talk about bidets.
We're going to use potty
words. This is where we're at.
But I guess it comes down to, like, a toilet can waste, what, like, 3 gallons of water or something when it flushes?
Well, it's not like a blast stream. Like it.
Well, I don't know. I've never used a bidet.
Bring this fire hose up to your toilet.
Gentlemen, I think we're over.
My grandparents even had one. The one that my grandparents had, you could have warm water on your ass. Or
yeah,
cold.
I was going to say.
Depending on, you know, like if it was hot out, I might want the cold.
I think.
What the fuck? Ryan's face when he said it was the best.
I think we're overlooking a key point I want to get to before about the bathroom is
yep.
the bath. The shower and
oh,
bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've been a great proponent of Pert Plus, 2-in-1 conditioner.
What?
It is one of the greatest shampoos / conditioners
for
in the world. And if you have a problem, you could just feel my hair.
It was also referenced in our Halloween show.
It was.
It's my go-to shampoo reference because I love it so much. Now, how many of you guys have... those body scrubs, like the
loofah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have one.
I've got one.
Because
yeah.
I see it there.
A lot of people have
I have a great loofah. It's great. I actually have a backup right now that I'm about to replace.
How long does your shower take?
My shower?
Yeah, your shower.
I take very quick showers. I'm about 5 minutes at the most.
Well, yeah. Real
I'm busy.
Like 15 minutes.
I'm busy.
Go real long.
Chicks are a long time, but they have more hair.
I am all business in the shower. I wash everything as quickly as possible. I might take longer to shave or whatever, But I don't do that in the shower. My shower, all business. Boom, boom, boom.
In and out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm out.
I love showers. Man. I got
better shit to do.
What'd you say, Lauren?
I'm like, I don't know if it's... Oh, I'm getting zodiac on you guys. I don't know if it's gonna. It's because I'm Pisces or whatever.
It's probably because you're a Pisces.
Yeah, because you're a Pisces.
What the fuck does that mean?
She got zodiac on us.
I thought she was gonna kill us all.
And Castelby takes away the podcast.
Nice.
She just
Castelby.
Dropped the Z bomb.
Oh,
yeah, and I love water, so like. Anytime I'm in the shower, I always want to be in there longer. Like, I have to be like, okay, I have to go get ready for work. Like, I can just stand.
Are you a more, is anyone a night shower?
Sounds
is
like you're just, like, wasting morning. Water.
Apparently.
I understand that. Like, I like being in the shower. It's fun.
When I was little, I used to play with, like, all my little, you know, Barbies and whatnot in the bathtub for hours. I mean, granted, we'd stop
Oh, totally. We played with toys in the bathtub. No question.
Do you guys sing in the shower?
I do all sometimes.
All the time. Not in the morning, but on the weekends, you better believe it.
Nice. Never.
I think recently I've taken to just humming like two or three notes over and over in the shower.
It's creepy.
It's like...
wow!
Coming up for a second.
Oh, man.
I think it's like when...
Yeah, try living with them.
When you're breathing in the steam for a while, you're like the vocal cords loosen up. So after a while, I'm like, no, it'll literally it'll just be like real soft. So no one else in this apartment hears me. It's just like,
What song is that?
We have to try to hear him.
I know. Can you imagine what it's like for people that live directly below him showering? They have to hear these vibrations.
No, it's no, so it's soft because I don't want anyone else to know until 20 seconds ago.
How heard you do that?
You have not.
Our producer Robert,
Robert is saying that he's heard Tins do that.
I guarantee our producer Robert has not heard me do that because I keep it very quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm right up against the door, man.
Robert is right up against the door listening very creepily.
It's just a little like, hey, my vocal cords are opening up a little bit more than usual, so I can do this. It's sort of like how me, Keith, and Chris just got back from DC when we were up for like 30 plus hours. Keith's voice just got really naturally low because his vocal cords were so tired because they need rest. So like Keith was just loving the fact that he could sing real low bass parts while we were in the car.
Okay.
Because he'd been up for I'm just trying to justify this humming thing.
Okay, all right, fine.
Like, now, okay, go ahead.
I was starting to tell you, does anyone remember being, as like an infant or a very small child, bathing with a sibling or a parent?
Yeah. I hated that.
At the time, you hated it?
Hated it.
I was too young to even know that it was...
My brother was such a pain in the ass.
Your little brother, Mark.
Yeah. He peed on me once.
You just flashed me back to...
We were in the tub. He started peeing. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you peeing? And I was like, you did.
What are you doing? We're trying to be in a bath, Mark.
And fucking peeing. And I hated that. I love being an adult.
You take showers with us.
Yeah, I fucking hated that. Ugh, he peed.
You know? I remember when I had to switch.
Shower time is my alone time for a very short amount of time, but it's my alone time.
But you remember when you switched from baths to showers?
Oh,
or does anyone still do baths?
I switched, but I remember my switch was a gradual one because sometimes I would turn on the shower while the bath was a little bit going. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more fun for playtime.
Yeah, good playtime.
That's true. I think I did the same thing.
I had some great toy time in the bathtub.
I still take a bath every once in a while. I love just like, I like the water.
Sitting in your own filth.
I think when I was
It's usually after like I'm actually showered.
When I was about 6 years old, I would take quote-unquote baths for so long, but really what I was doing was I had a snorkel set. And I would just breathe underwater.
Oh,
I
love doing that.
I did it so often that I developed swimmer's ear. And I started getting earaches over and over and had to go to the doctor. And he's just like, what do you do?
What is that? Is that when you get water in your ear?
Yeah, it's a it's a symptom, or I don't you know, condition that swimmers get from being in the water too much, where it just, you know, messes with your eardrums and you get earaches, and you stop staying underwater and it goes away. It's not that serious. But yeah, you know, you're 6 years old.
Yeah,
your mom's freaking out
because she's got like piling doctor bills,
right?
Like over $10,000 more.
Oh no way!
Well done.
I was hoping someone was going to get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was looking for a spot.
Well, if you have $10,000 or more of credit card debt to doctors, call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
They'll cure you.
They will.
Mark chimed in and then stopped talking immediately.
It's a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
Yes, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more. And soon they're getting what they're
gonna now. They starting last Wednesday. We can all also do litigation for you. So once you enter into the debt negotiation program, you can become debt free. And should any legal action be taken against you, you'll have an attorney present with you who will then defend you against the evil creditors who are evil.
Guaranteed.
Nah, yeah. Well, that part's guaranteed.
And I just wanted to keep with the thing. Also, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will guarantee,
not a guarantee,
that your bidet will be at exactly the right temperature and water pressure every time, as long as you call them. What is that jingle, Matt,
that they're singing around the globe? I need heart and soul.
Oh.
866-963-2354. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. I need my money!
This podcast is also brought to you by Target.
Mm.
I went twice to Target, didn't buy anything this week, but Keith got like a weird, not quite a turtleneck, but a zip-up thing.
He might have contributed to the hatred and persecution of homosexuals.
Why, yes he did, because that's what Target does.
Lauren's not a Target fan.
What? Oh.
Did you say you're not a Target fan? We're doing an endorsement right now.
You're on Aim to Hate Gay People.
They overcharged me on my Halloween candy. And I'm not happy about it.
By how much did they overcharge you?
A bag that was the same amount and everything was double at Target though. That I could get at Walmart.
Oh, sure. So they didn't overcharge you, they just have expensive candy, is what you're saying.
It's the same candy for double the price.
But well, you can go back and haggle with them. I'm sure you'll get something out of it, Lauren. All
right. Target. Penny candy, $5.
Cool. Yeah, that just about does it for us, folks. But thank you for listening. Thank you again for everybody who comes out to the shows and hangs
and
out.
We hope to see you this week when the show will be bathroom themed.
Yeah. So,
and I will be at this show.
Whatever that's going to
entail.
You
will?
I will be at this show, yes.
Oh, that's going to be great. I'm excited.
I know. France
you.
Was great. Thank you, by
oh,
the
that's
way.
That's right.
I had such a good time there.
I hope that answered your question, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, what was the last name?
Bawthorn.
Bawthorn, not Hawthorne.
That guy's a famous writer.
What is that, English?
Yeah, why not?
Mawthorn?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne. Yeah, it's English.
Yeah.
All right, that does it. Check back every Monday for a fresh podcast. See you next week. Have you staring at
He is staring at you for some reason.
Don't fuck it up, Tins.
Don't fuck it up, Tins. You can do it 40 Dude. Times. Don't
do
fuck it up now.
Like,
eight legs
like
or days.
Seven, because I did it a couple times.
Have late bays. Have nine schnays.
Go now.
Have eight legs and a wicked leg. Everybody say bye.
Bye. The furriest to come. Make the furriest to come. Make your internet come true. Make your internet come true. Take a mile for you. Take a mile for you.
He's coming back for more.
Website that we have that we made for me and you. Hey, the website that we have and we make that for you.